There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group. Your money, your retirement. This is the place for St. Louis's family-focused retirement planning advice for your future. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, live from the Heisey Advisory Group studio. Now, here are your hosts, Ken and Lori Heisey.
Good morning, and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. It's Ken and Lori Heisey with you, as always, from the Heisey Advisory Group studios at KMOX. And today is another day in retirement planning, the thing that we help people do day in and day out. And, you know, you may have recently retired. Maybe you've gone through a job change. Maybe you're looking to change the perspective on the advice that you're getting right now. I know a lot of stuff has gone on with all this COVID stuff and companies laying people off. And, you know, we have a lot of people that are concerned about where they're going with their financial futures.
Well, good morning. I you know, lots of things are changing, and it seems just when the calm starts to hit, the storm fires back up. And reading articles every day, I just recently read now where United is looking at potentially laying off almost 36,000 people.
That is
it's a pretty
lot
astronomical
of people.
Number.
Yes.
And I know the airline industry in particular, along with the travel industry, not to minimize any of the industries because they're all bad, but I was speaking with someone at one of the airlines the other day, and they were saying that they sent out an inter-office memo talking about revamping the entire airline schedule, and many of these flights won't even resume till summer of 2021. I mean,
that's just
wow.
mind-boggling.
I told her, I said, is that a typo, or are you sure that's not a mistake? She said, no, 2021. So,
well, and that doesn't bode well for us because we love to travel.
Right.
And unfortunately, we haven't been able to do that of late, and probably won't be doing it for a while. And it makes things a little difficult. And so today what we want to focus on is just a little bit about retirement planning. Maybe you have an advisor, but they're not a retirement advisor. So we want to talk about what a retirement planner does, and then questions to ask yourself about the financial advisor that you might be looking at.
Yeah, and really specifically is, how do I choose the right advisor? How do I know that I have the right fit and that this person is covering all the things that need to be covered? Because sometimes you don't know what you don't know. And we rely on our professionals in any industry to not only guide us, but to educate us and to talk about things that maybe we wouldn't know to ask.
Well, there's just a ton of things you can do on your own. You can, you know, you can fix the toilet. Maybe not.
Yeah, I can't fix a toilet. Our daughter can fix the toilet.
She can. How about replacing a light bulb? I think we're all pretty capable of doing that, right? Mowing the grass, we're pretty capable of doing that. Cleaning the gutters, as long as you're not afraid of getting up on a ladder.
Yeah, I was just going to say, as long as you don't fall off a ladder.
But when it comes to planning for a successful and worry-free retirement, you need a professional. You need someone that's spent years focusing on helping people retire. That's that's, I think, the key that we want to talk about today, because the idea is to help you avoid some of the common mistakes and to guide you through, I think, some difficult financial choices, how to withdraw money from your investments. That can be so important into how long your money lasts for you, strategies to limit your tax bill in retirement and in the future, very important. And how do you coordinate your estate plan and bring it all together, along with the cost for healthcare and long-term care? There's so much that comes into this that you become someone that's more specialized. And what I mean by that is, like Lori and me, what we do every day is we specifically help people transition into retirement and coach them all the way through retirement. That is what we do. And it's, to me, kind of like going to some of the doctors, right?
Well, yeah, and you and I talk about this all the time. I like to use the analogy of a doctor, a specialist. So, for example, you know, you're having some neck issues or back issues. You're probably going to see, believe it or not, a neurosurgeon. You're not going to go. You may start out going to your internist, and the internist is going to tell you, you know what, that's not my specialty. I'm going to refer you to someone who specializes in this. And it's much like if you're going to that neurosurgeon, you say, hey, doc, as long as I'm here, you know, I have this knee problem and it's been nagging at me. And every time I walk, it makes this clicking sound. And he's going to look at you and say, you need to see an orthopedic doctor. And that's very much like financial planning. And although there are a lot of financial advisors out there, there are specialists and people who really hone in and on focus on something specific like what we have been doing, which is retirement planning. And I think it's really important to make sure that, you know, many of you say, well, in your mind, you might say, but I have a financial advisor. But does your financial advisor truly, truly specialize and work in this realm of retirement planning?
Just like what you just said, somebody might say, I already have a doctor, but if you need the orthopedic, you don't have an orthopedic doctor. You have a regular internist doctor. You might have a regular financial advisor that's helped you grow your assets, but is that person the best one to help you in the retirement side?
Yeah, and just because they have the letter MD, we think that they know everything. There's nothing I...
Meaning medical doctor,
yes,
right?
Correct. And there's nothing I appreciate more than when I ask a doctor, and he will be very forthright and say, look, I'd love to help you, but that's not what I specialize in. And, you know, I could probably give you a generic answer, but you really do need to go see a specialist for this. And I think it's awesome when they will tell you that that's not what they do.
So what does a retirement planner do? It's a whole host of things. And number one is, when do you take Social Security benefits in the way that's best for you? Now, I see a lot of talk out there about maximizing Social Security, but that's not always what's best for you as an individual. So really helping you identify for your own personal situation when Social Security benefits should be taken is important. If you have a pension, many of you out there have pensions. There's a lot of companies doing lump sum offers today, and helping you coach through the choices that are right for you, because you have different choices on how to take the annuity pension and versus the lump sum pension. It's not hands down the same decision every time. It's a personal decision that fits into your financial plan.
You know, and we see families all the time where they've spent 30 or 40 years working and now it's time to retire, and everything that you have is either in that 401k or the pension, and it's the largest sum of money that you will ever have in your lifetime, and making sure that you make the right choices and know all of your options. It's not just as simple as saying, ooh, I'm retiring and now I have this lump sum of X amount of dollars. We've seen a lot of mistakes over the years, and we want to help coach you through making sure and helping to ensure that those mistakes don't happen.
So another item is that these things called annuities. I know they're misunderstood. There's a lot of stuff out there that people hate them, people love them. How about just a non-biased evaluation of what it is and whether it may, in fact, be a fit or not be a fit for you personally? How do you take withdrawals from your accounts? If you have pre-tax accounts, post-tax accounts, tax-free accounts, how do you know when and where to take those withdrawals to support your income strategy? Another question, what amount of retirement income could you reasonably expect to have? You kind of want to know that, right? Because you're giving up a paycheck that you've had. That's typically every 2 weeks you've had this interaction between your company and your bank, and it's called a deposit into your bank account. And when you retire, you want to continue to have those deposits. It leads into a withdrawal rate. What's appropriate for you on a personal situation, the way that you're comfortable investing in terms of taking withdrawals from your assets? How much of your money should be in guaranteed accounts, safe accounts, not at risk in the market? I don't believe people should have 100% of their money in the market. I don't believe people should have necessarily 100% of their money in the bank, right? You need to be using some of these instruments from all the three worlds of money.
Yeah, and those are all very personal situations that when we sit down and visit with you, be it in our office or through, we're still doing virtual meetings, those are things that we're going to talk about. And going back to what you mentioned, Ken, there about what amount of retirement income you can expect to have, also what do you need and how we help you determine and differentiate between the needs and I want to have. We still, first and foremost, we need to make sure that you have what you need.
Well, and how do you arrange all of these assets to reduce future taxation? Taxes are going to go up. We've spent a lot of money through the COVID program. We spent a lot of money prior to that, and I'm sure our government's not going to change how they spend money. So understanding the future impact of taxes to your retirement plan, and when you get to a 401k, should you roll it over to an IRA or should you keep it in the 401k? It's not always the best thing to move it to the IRA. There are some situations where I have suggested you keep your 401k and don't move it until a certain time in your planning process. Paying off the mortgage, those are some questions that we get. Long-term care insurance, life insurance policies, should you keep them? Should you get rid of them? You know, there's so many of these things that come into play that a holistic retirement planner can help you with.
And a really good retirement planner isn't going to make any of these recommendations until they understand you, your time horizon, your level of experience with investments, your goals, your tolerance for investment risk, and more importantly is just really trying to understand you and your vision and what you see for retirement. Because it's not about what we think, it's about what your dreams and goals are for retirement.
And this is what we do. We specialize in retirement planning, and we are here to help you. We'd love to have you give us a call and set up a visit with us one-on-one. And we call that process our retirement roadmap review. And it's pretty simple. It's straightforward. We try to keep things easy to understand. Complex isn't always the best solution. Simple oftentimes is much better. And so if you'd like to sit down, have a retirement income analysis where we can really start to take a look at if you're on track for your retirement and what you want to spend, a stress test on your portfolio. Boy, that's really important these days. We've seen so much volatility, and understanding your portfolio risk is really key. If you'd like to start that process or just have a review, give us a call. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Come on in and we'll help you get that retirement roadmap review.
We Retirement can be daunting, especially during uncertain times. I'm Lori Heise, founder of Heise Advisory Group. Similar to others who are near or in retirement, the questions and concerns regarding your retirement may seem overwhelming or intimidating. At Heise Advisory Group, we want to help alleviate your concerns through strategic planning and help ensure your investment portfolio fully supports your income needs. Register today for our upcoming retirement workshop on July 23rd at 6 p.m. This 2.5-hour event will cover income and investment planning and tax-efficient strategies. Call now to register at 314-909-1116 or online at heiseadvisorygroup.com. That's heiseadvisorygroup.com. Social distancing guidelines will be observed. Register now at 314-909-1116.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Lori on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Ken and Lori Heise with you, as we are each and every week. And today we were talking a little bit about, in the first half of the show, just about things that retirement planners should be doing for you, and just really hopefully helping you understand that a retirement planner is much different than just a day-to-day investment individual. There are so many more factors that have to be looked at when you retire. And for the person that's been working with you to accumulate assets to suddenly say they can do everything in the retirement realm is, like you said, Lori, your general practitioner doctor is not your orthopedic specialist. They're not your oncology specialist. And they would never claim to be able to handle all of that for you. They're going to send you to that specialist, right?
Or is I hate to use the word, the geriatric specialist, and I say that broadly, but they are more familiar with, as we get older, the diseases or the things that begin to ail us as we get older, versus you wouldn't still be going to your pediatrician when you're 65 years old.
Yeah.
Those comparing those is just a great way for you to conceptually understand the difference between a financial advisor and someone who specializes in retirement planning.
Well, those are all important transitions through life. And I think one of the most significant financial transitions is retirement. It's that shift from your pre-retirement, when you're earning, you're saving, you're growing your assets. And now it's all about how do you maintain them and withdraw from them and reduce the liability to tax. And so some thoughts on as you're looking at an advisor, some things to maybe ask or some things to check into. There's a host of questions, but I think we'll touch on a couple of them. I think one of them, how long have you been working as a retirement financial advisor? Were you just in a different profession a couple of years back, and you just decided that you're going to jump into the financial services arena, and suddenly you're, a well-known retirement planner? Or have you been doing this for the last 10, 20, 30 years like we have?
Yeah, and there's so many financial transitions throughout life, and obviously one of the most significant of those transitions is retirement, and it's important that you're retirement financial advisor is able to really make that journey with you. And if you've never worked with an advisor, or maybe you already have one, but you're not sure if they can help you make that transition, there's a lot of things that some of the questions that we're going to cover, but and that you understand their capabilities, their experience, and their philosophy when it comes to helping you create that successful retirement. And I know, Ken, you wanted to touch on a couple of those things.
Well, one quick question is, do you have any regulatory or legal issues? And you want to know that, because these are the individuals that are going to be working with you on all your finances for the next 20 to 30 years. So you may want to go out to some of the regulatory sites to do some investigations. FINRA has broker check. The SEC has investment advisor reports that they put out there that will show you if there's any disciplinary action that's been taken. Does the firm and the individual do comprehensive financial planning? Again, this is covering all gamuts from income planning to investment planning to tax planning, healthcare planning, estate planning, bringing everything together comprehensively. And, you know, that's kind of where we jump in as that comprehensive retirement financial planning. And, you know, we do it for a reason. We love what we do. We have this passion for helping people. I know we've talked about my history before, about, you know, my working with my parents and how that kind of got me into this business. But Laurie, you spent a lot of years working in the health insurance area for self-employed people. You had this passion, and you still have a passion for helping people solve problems.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's my passion in life, honestly. But, you know, there's no greater joy than, you know, working with our families, and when they come in and we do reviews and we get together, that they're just living their best life and they're so happy and they're so at peace. And that comfort level that they have is just a direct reflection of the things that we talk about every week in and week out, about our goals to help you put all of this together. And I know many of you may be sitting there thinking, but I have it all together. But is there truly any harm in getting a second opinion? If you really feel that you're in a great place, then congratulations to you. But I can safely say that many, many of you that come in here and visit with us really do start out by saying, I think we're in a good place. I just need you to confirm. And it's amazing some of the things that we will uncover and as we move forward. And for us, we do what we do to help ensure that as many families as possible are really, really living their best life, living what they have envisioned for their retirement. And that means really looking at things very comprehensively.
The starfish story comes back to my mind.
Oh, yeah.
The little girl sitting on the beach, and the beach was just full of starfish, and the little girl's picking them up one by one, throwing them back into the ocean. And somebody came along and saw her doing that and just kind of made the comment, why are you doing this? You'll never be able to save all these starfish. The tide's going to come in and, you know, da-da-da-da-da. In the end, she bent over, she picked up the one starfish, she threw it out into the ocean, and she said, it makes a difference to that one. And that's...
I think, can just save one at a time.
Yeah, and that's our goal, is to meet each and every one of you at your time, when you're ready, when you're looking for that transition, to help make a difference in your lives. And another follow-up is, you asked the advisor, what do you see as the biggest risks in retirement? And I'll give you some red flags. If the advisor says, well, there really aren't any real big risks in retirement, well, that's a red flag. It's also a red flag if they say that they can eliminate all the risks. To me, that's another red flag, because one is ignorant and one is arrogant in my mind. And I think a retirement advisor should be one that is open and aware and honest about risks that you face as a retiree. Being blind or sugarcoating the risks, those aren't good strategies. I think a better approach is to help you identify these risks and then start to create plans to reduce those risks. If you can eliminate them, great, but at least to reduce them. And one of the biggest risks that I am seeing today that I don't see advisors addressing, and that's legislative tax risk. You are leaving your entire retirement up to the legislative tax risk of our Congress coming in and deciding that they want to increase tax rates. Think about this, folks. If you need X number of dollars in today's tax rates to net after tax the amount of money you want to spend, and if Congress raises taxes, their share becomes bigger, but you still need your share to do the things you want to do, what that means is you will have to withdraw more money from your retirement to do the same things that you wanted to do before the tax increase. Now, the number one fear of retirees is what?
Of course, running out of money.
It's running out of money. Think about what that does. If taxes go up, it means you're going to have to withdraw more money to accomplish the same thing, which just makes you have the potential to run out of money even faster. So, you know, some of these risks, you cannot eliminate taxes, but you can do a lot of work to reduce them significantly.
And it's one of the things that is so prominent on people's minds today is it's constantly talking about taxes. And, you know, we all knew that in 2026 that the new tax laws were going to change. But how this influx of money that's been put into our economy and more dollars that are yet to go in, at the end of the day, we as taxpayers, somebody has to pay these tax bills, and how do we help you to look at that moving forward? And look, we all have to pay our fair share, but let's deem what's a fair share. I mean, I don't want to pay any more than I absolutely have to, but I know that that coming down the pike, whether it's in yours and my lifetime, Ken, but certainly our kids and our grandchildren, this has to be paid back. Oh, and where is that coming from?
And the sooner we start to put in place a plan to reduce that tax exposure, the better off you're going to be moving down the road. And I've had many of you that have come into the office, and I've asked you, what your advisor has said about taxes. And generally speaking, most of the answers are they tell me they can't give me advice on taxes. Or they tell me to go see my CPA or my tax preparer. Well, generally speaking, most of that time you're going to somebody that's going to look in the rearview mirror at what you did last year and tell you maybe some things that you could have done to reduce today's taxes. Folks, I'm looking out the windshield of your retirement, and I'm looking down the road, and I'm seeing a vision of a massive detour, massive obstruction down the road on the highway, and that's the impact of future taxes. And if we don't start planning our detour soon, we're going to come to the end of the road, and the big tax bomb is going to be lying out there. So really starting to look through that. If you are not getting that from your advisor, I'm going to suggest that maybe that's not a true retirement planning advisor. And that's why we're talking about that on today's show and how important that is. I know how hard you've all worked, and I know how hard it is to save money, and how much you're looking forward to a comfortable retirement, to do the things you want to do. You deserve someone that you can trust and someone that knows how to help you reach your goals. And we want to do that. We want to offer you a personal retirement roadmap review. The time when you come into our office, or we start the process virtually on a Zoom meeting, we sit down, we're one-on-one, and we want to kind of help you answer the question, are you going to be okay? Maybe what rate of return do you need on your investments in order to support your retirement? That's what we want to do, and we can only do that if you reach out and give us a call. 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. I hope you all have a great week, and we'll be back with you right here on KMOX.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management and HYSE Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. HYSE Advisory Group is not permitted to offer and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by HYSE Advisory Group. A Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. This radio show is a paid placement.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken and Lori Heise. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.